We're joined by Nikki Kapala of The Athletic, our fan Broncos insider, joining us now, courtesy of Ent Credit Union. Better rates, lower fees. Visit Ent.com. Nikki, good evening. What are the latest news on the players that didn't participate today, specifically Leary and Sua Cravens?
Yeah, so Sua Cravens has an illness. He's not expected to be healthy enough to practice tomorrow, Vic Fangio said. Will Parks, he was out there, but he didn't practice today. He has a slight hamstring, and they were kind of just being cautious with that one. Ron Leary, an off day. Malik Reed, he's what I'm assuming to be an oblique issue. Vic Fangio has, of course, described it as a tweak in his side. So he has been out for a bit. He was out there but didn't practice today, so he's probably a no-go for tomorrow. And then you have the usual, like Todd Davis, Joe Jones, they're both still out with their injuries. Kareem Jackson was back. Bryce Callahan was back. Jake Butt was participating today, so all the tight ends except Austin Fort, who is on IR, they're all back.
It's
Clayton Thorson, by the way, who's starting for the – or is playing.
Right. Sorry. But, I mean, that begs a deeper point. Thorson played horrible in week one. He's, fifth-round guy. Sudfeld's hurt. Now we see Cody Kessler get hurt. Sixth round for Thorson. Sorry. Why wouldn't the Eagles reach out to Colin Kaepernick?
Why hasn't any team reached out to Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah, but I'm being more specific. I mean, I'm being more specific with a team that has some injuries going on. They certainly don't want to expose Carson Wentz. I'm being a little bit more specific here. Why wouldn't they?
I guess at this point you could argue, well, he's been out of the game for so long. Can he step back in? But I mean, the answer gets to the heart of what Colin Kaepernick is arguing, that he feels like he's been blackballed from the league. Why hasn't he been called when, his resume on paper is better than so many of these backups? I mean, you could argue both ways, that maybe he wasn't as good, he's been out of the league. But the longer it goes, this issue is going to continue to come up, especially with this latest partnership with Jay-Z and Roc Nation. It's only kind of resurfaced this debate over Kaepernick's status.
And Nikki, 49ers coming in tomorrow. Coach Fangio has gone on record as saying both days of work against the 49ers is going to be padded practices. There's a lot of guys banged up. You just mentioned Sua Cravens out with a sickness, and Malik Reed, Ronald Leary. Is this a wise idea to have two back-to-back days of pads against an outside opponent?
Yeah, I think they'll be wise with it, too. They're not going to go super long. Vic has said that much. And it's not going to be full-on live tackling. But I think when you have an opportunity like this where you're able to go against another team, you probably should take advantage of it. And, it's unfortunate for the Broncos because they've had such a long training camp at this point. They're a month in, and, camp still doesn't end until after this weekend. So, yeah, I think they're going to be smart, but they know what their injury situation is like. And to Vic's credit, he really has taken a different approach to how they practice, this summer as compared to recent years, where he has one main practice. It is longer, but they're not back up on the field for a second practice or walkthrough in the afternoon. And then, he's canceled some practices for extra rest days. He does his afternoon thing after the off days to kind of ease them back in. So I think he's really trying to think this one through, and I think they'll be extra cautious with this one.
All right, Nikki. Anything else we should be – Drew Lock, is he officially the number two guy?
You can say that. Vic Fangio is not saying that.
Is he the number two guy, Nikki? Just tell me he is.
No, I don't think he is. I mean,
no.
He's taking the bulk of the reps, but until they find out the roster, I'm not going there. So.
All right. I mean, he's.
Sorry, you got hoping for something.
You got Hogan running, like looking at cards, running scout team stuff today.
I still think there's a possibility they keep. Flacco, Hogan,
really?
Lock, and then they got to figure out to do figure out what to do with Rippon. If they're concerned about losing him on waivers, then you got a real problem.
You, what do you do? All right, so you just said they could consider three quarterbacks. What do you do with...
I think they have to consider three quarterbacks. It's which combination do you want. And a lot of it may come down to, you know, where does Rippon fall? If you're going to lose him to waivers, I think you have to go Flacco, Lock, Rippon.
But
if you think you can pass, if you can let him slip through, then you can put him on practice squad.
Do you see them putting Jano and Riddick on IR to be able to come back in week eight?
Riddick, yes. Jano, maybe, but I think they would have to carry. No, I think Jano, you would have to. You would probably have to keep two fullbacks.
Okay.
If you were insistent on having a fullback in that offense, which, you know, they may decide they don't need one until Jano's healthy.
My only point with that is, sure, if you can keep three quarterbacks, no problem, if you put these guys on IR. But if you put them on IR,
I could see Jake Butt going to IR. If they're not fully convinced he's going to be 30, I could see him going to IR. I could live another year. To try to recover. I think they're going to have to face some difficult decisions at, like, linebacker, for one, maybe safety. Do they keep five or six receivers? You know, there are going to be some tough issues, especially at first, to account for these injuries.
All right, Nikki, we appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow with the 49ers out there.
Sounds good. Thanks,
Nikki Jabala on our Jägermeister hotline.